All right, get ready to dive deep because we're tackling content creation trends for 2024. We're uncovering what's going to make your content pop, even if you're working with a super tight budget. We've got some awesome sources to guide us this time. First up, a report from Two Stallions. They're a digital marketing agency that's totally killing it in Singapore. And we've also got an episode from the Michael & Co. podcast. They're all about content strategies that won't drain your bank account.
We're going to break it all down, what's hot, what's not, and how to stay ahead of the game. Because in the content world, if you snooze, you lose.
You got that right. And Two Stallions made this point really clear with the quote that stood out to me. They said, content creators must stay ahead and adapt to the changing landscape. And they're not joking. The digital world is changing faster than ever, so we got to be ready to adapt, evolve, and basically become content ninjas.
Absolutely. One of the biggest changes we're seeing is a shift towards interactivity. Passive content is so over. People want to engage, participate, and be a part of the experience.
I mean, think about it. Would you rather watch a boring old video? Or take a fun quiz that tells you what kind of pizza topping you are.
Exactly.
Interactive content is like the cool kid at school. Everyone wants to hang out with them.
And it's not just about fun and games. It's a really smart strategy. Every time someone interacts with your content, you get valuable data about their preferences and what they're interested in.
Data is the new black. Didn't you hear? And that data can help you create even more engaging content. Content that's tailored to your audience. Mm-hmm. Win-win.
Yeah. It's like having a secret weapon to understand your audience better than they understand themselves.
Okay. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. AI. I know it can seem kind of scary and sci-fi, but trust me, this is one elephant you want to be friends with.
AI is powerful. It can personalize content at a scale that would make even the most caffeine-fueled human's head spin. Imagine. AI can create unique experiences for every single user, tailoring content to their specific interests and needs.
It's like having a personal content butler for every person who interacts with your brand. And speaking of mind-blowing AI magic, there's this article from Analytics Vidya that I read, and it blew me away. It talks about how AI can actually generate content ideas for you. It's like having a creative brainstorming partner. One who's always on and always up to date on the latest trends.
It's pretty wild. Mm. AI can analyze massive amounts of data and pinpoint the exact topics that are going to resonate with your audience. It can even suggest catchy headlines that are going to grab their attention.
So we've got interactive content and AI rocking the content world. But there's another big shift happening, and it's all about how people are searching for information. Remember those days when we used to type long, complicated queries into Google? Those days are long gone.
Voice search is taking over. People are talking to their devices, asking questions in natural language, expecting quick and concise answers.
Like having a conversation with your phone, except your phone is actually helpful and doesn't judge your terrible jokes.
Yeah, no more judgment from Siri. And Two Stallions give some great advice for winning the voice search game. Ditch the stiff, formal language and embrace conversational, long-tail keywords. Think about how people actually talk when they're asking a question.
Right. For example, instead of searching for best pizza, people are asking their smart speakers, hey, Siri, where can I find the best pizza near me?
Okay.
See the difference? Your content needs to reflect that shift in how people are searching.
Absolutely. And speaking of voice search, have you ever noticed those little snippets of information that pop up at the top of Google's search results?
Oh, yeah.
Those are called featured snippets, and they're gold for voice search.
Featured snippets are like the VIP section of Google search results. If you can snag that spot, you're basically guaranteed to be the first answer your listener hears. And guess what? Our friends over at Zest Minds have a whole blog post about how to optimize for featured snippets. We'll make sure to drop a link in the show notes.
Definitely. Because, let's be real, when someone uses voice search, they usually only hear that top result. So if you want to be heard, you got to be in that featured snippet zone.
All right, before we jump into the next big trend, I want to take a second to check in with you, our awesome listener. What's resonating with you so far? What's got your brain buzzing with ideas?
Yeah, take a second to think about how these trends might apply to your own content strategy.
Because the next trend we're diving into is all about going mobile.
Trust me, this is one you don't want to miss. Welcome back to the deep dive. You know what's really cool about all of this?
What's that?
It's not just about chasing the latest fads. It's about really understanding how people are using information and how technology is changing the way they experience it.
Right. It's about adapting, embracing those new tools and strategies, and always learning and evolving.
Totally. So let's get tactical. Let's talk about specific things you can use right now to boost your content. First, let's go back to interactive content. We touched on it earlier, but I want to stress how powerful this stuff can be.
Definitely. Yeah. Because it's way more than just keeping people entertained. It's about getting that valuable data and creating a more personalized experience.
Exactly.
Every time someone takes your quiz or votes in a poll or even uses a calculator on your website, they're giving you gold. I mean, insights into what they like and what they're interested in.
Right. And then you can use that data to make even better content, content that really speaks to your audience on a deeper level.
Okay. So let's say you're a fashion brand.
Yeah.
And you create a quiz about personal style. Based on how people answer you, can droop your audience and send them specific recommendations. Or even make ads that are more likely to get them to buy something.
Exactly. And the best part?
What's that?
There are so many types of interactive content you can create. Quizzes, polls, even interactive videos and games. The sky's the limit.
And you don't need a massive budget to get started. There are tons of free and affordable tools out there, like Canva, Typeform, and PlayBuzz. Speaking of tools and tech that can make your life easier, let's talk AI. I know it can sound intimidating, but trust me, it's not as complicated as you think.
And it can seriously level up your content creation, especially if you're working with limited resources. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways to use AI is for coming up with content ideas.
Oh, yeah. Remember that article from Analytics Vidya, the one about how AI can help you generate content ideas? That's just the beginning.
Seriously. There are AI tools now that can analyze trends, see what your audience is into, even suggest specific topics and headlines that'll probably do really well.
It's like having a brainstorming buddy who's always plugged in and knows the latest trends.
Some popular ones are HubSpot's content strategy tool, BuzzSumo, and Answer the Public.
Cool.
But AI isn't just about ideas. It can help you with writing content, optimizing for SEO, even personalized content for individual users.
Wow.
There are AI writing assistants. They can generate different types of content like blog posts, articles, even social media captions and email newsletters.
Well, what are some popular ones?
You've got Jasper, Copy.ai, and Writafar. But remember, AI is a tool. It should help your creativity, not replace it.
Right.
Always double check and edit anything AI generates. You want to make sure it's accurate, engaging, and sounds like your brand.
Good point. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about voice search. This has been a growing trend for a while now, and it's only getting bigger. More and more people are using voice assistants, like Siri, Alexa, and Google Assistant, to search for information and get things done.
Exactly. And if you want those voice searchers to find your content, you got to optimize for it.
Makes sense.
That means using conversational language, long tail keywords, and answering common questions clearly and concisely. Think about how people actually talk when they're using voice search.
Right.
They're not typing in short keyword stuffed queries anymore.
Yeah.
They're asking full questions in natural language. So your content needs to reflect that.
So for example, if you're a restaurant and someone asks their voice assistant, "What's the best Italian restaurant near me?" to show up in the results, your website needs to be optimized for that specific question.
Exactly.
You need phrases like "best Italian restaurant near me" and your location on your site.
You also want to make sure you're providing clear and concise information, like your menu, hours, and how to get in touch.
Good point.
Another important tip for voice search: claim your Google My Business listing. This helps make sure your business shows up in local search results.
Awesome. Speaking of making sure people can find you, let's talk mobile optimization.
Right.
We've mentioned it briefly, but I want to highlight how important it is. It's a mobile-first world.
Definitely.
More people are using smartphones to browse the internet than ever before. If your website isn't mobile-friendly, you're missing out on a huge chunk of your potential audience.
Not only that, you're probably frustrating the people who do visit your site, which could lead them to bounce right back to their search results.
Right. So how do we make sure our website is mobile friendly?
First, you got to use responsive design. This means your website will automatically adjust to any screen size, smartphone, tablet, or desktop computer. You also need to make sure your website loads quickly on mobile devices. No one wants to wait forever for a slow loading website, especially on their phone.
True.
And finally, you need to make sure your content is easy to read and navigate on a small screen. That means large font sizes, clear headings, and plenty of white space.
Okay, makes sense. Okay. Now, let's wrap things up with some budget-friendly marketing tips. You don't need a huge marketing budget to get your content seen. There are plenty of cost-effective strategies you can use.
One of our favorites is social media marketing. It's a fantastic way to connect with your audience, share your content, and build relationships. And it's free to use.
Nice.
You can always invest in social media advertising if you want to reach a bigger audience. But you can still get great results with organic social media marketing.
Right.
Another great budget-friendly option is email marketing. It lets you stay in touch with your audience, share your latest content, and promote your products or services. And there are lots of affordable email marketing platforms like MailChimp and MailerLite.
Awesome. Okay, one last tip before we move on. Don't be afraid to experiment. The content creation world is constantly changing. What works today might not work tomorrow.
Exactly. The key is to stay curious. Try new things and see what works best for you. And don't be afraid to ask for help. There are tons of resources out there for content creators, from online communities and courses to books and podcasts. So don't be shy about reaching out for support.
Good advice. All right, that's it for part two. We'll be back soon with part three, where we'll dive into some even more advanced content creation strategies. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into content creation trends for 2024. We've covered a ton of ground from interactive content and AI to voice search and mobile optimization. But before we wrap things up, we want to leave you with a few key takeaways. Takeaways that'll help you stay ahead of the game.
Absolutely. One of the most important things to remember is that in a world overflowing with content, authenticity is key. People crave genuine connections. So ditch the corporate jargon and let your personality shine through.
All right, it's like that old saying, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it.
Yeah.
Show your audience who you are, what you stand for, and why you're passionate about what you do.
Exactly. And speaking of passion, don't underestimate the power of storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
Stories are how we connect as humans. They make information memorable, and they have the power to move people to action.
True. Think about your favorite brands. They probably tell amazing stories, right?
Yeah.
Stories about their founders, their mission, or the impact their products have had on people's lives. Those stories make you feel something.
Yeah.
And that's what makes them so powerful.
Right. So weave storytelling into your content strategy. Share your brand's origin story. Highlight customer testimonials, or create case studies that show how your product or service has solved real-world problems.
Good advice.
And remember, you don't need to be a Shakespearean playwright to tell a good story. Just be real, be vulnerable, and share what's true to you.
Makes sense. Now let's circle back to personalization. We touched on this earlier. But in today's world, people expect brands to cater to their individual needs and preferences. It's not a one-size-fits-all world anymore.
You got it. Personalization is all about creating experiences that are relevant, engaging, and tailored to each individual.
Think about it this way. You wouldn't go to a party and tell the same joke to every single person, would you?
No way.
You'd tailor your conversation to the person you're talking to. That's personalization in action.
Exactly. And you can do the same with your content. Segment your email list. Send different messages to different groups of people. Use dynamic content on your website that changes based on what the user's done before. Mm. Offer personalized recommendations based on their purchase history.
So many possibilities.
Tons of ways to personalize the user experience. And the more you do it, the more engaged your audience will be.
Right. Now, last but not least, let's talk about building a strong community around your brand.
Oh, yeah. A community is like a secret superpower for content creators. It gives people a sense of belonging, a support system, and a built-in audience for your content.
Makes sense. Think about your favorite online communities. What makes them so special?
The people.
Right.
It's the shared interests, the inside jokes, the feeling of being part of something bigger than yourself. That's the power of community.
That's true.
And you can create that same magic around your own brand. Host online events, participate in industry forums, collaborate with other creators, and encourage your audience to connect with each other.
Love that.
Make your social media platforms a place where people can come together, share their thoughts, and support each other. And remember, the best communities are built on authenticity, engagement, and a genuine desire to connect.
So true. Well, that's our deep dive into content creation trends for 2024.
We've covered a lot.
But I hope you're leaving this deep dive feeling inspired, informed, and ready to take your content to the next level.
The content landscape is always changing. But one thing stays the same, the power of great content to connect, engage, and inspire.
Absolutely.
So keep learning, keep experimenting, and most importantly, keep creating.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
See you next time.